Welcome to the Courage Checklist, a podcast to help you find the courage to do what you really want to do and check off the things on your internal bucket list of things you want to accomplish in your life. I'm your host, Jennifer Chambers. Part of my mission with this show is supporting you in what I call expanding your and. That means not limiting yourself to only one role, or not limiting yourself to your own preconceived notions of who you are and what you can do. You could be a computer programmer and a tarot reader. You could be a social worker and also an artist. Or you could be a writer and a podcaster like me. A large part of my own learning for about the last 5 years has been about yoga, meditation, and learning about breathing. I wanted to share some of what I've learned with you. Today, we're starting a series of guided meditations for keeping your peace this fall and winter. One will be uploaded each week with special meditations and shows available for our new Patreon supporters. I'll announce details on the Patreon soon, but rest assured, you'll get at least one meditation per week from me throughout the rest of the year. Today, we're starting that series of guided meditations for keeping your peace this fall and winter. One of these, as I said, will be uploaded each week. Today's guided meditation is for letting go of what no longer serves you. This meditation is inspired by the fall season when nature sheds its leaves and prepares for winter. In my area of the world, all of the leaves are falling and blowing in the wind. I hope that you can find that somewhere where you are. Find a comfortable position, either sitting or lying down. It's not important which, it's whatever is comfortable for you. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Relax your body, relax your mind, and slowly let go of any tension or stress. Feel the tension and stress dissolving with each breath. Take a full, complete breath, filling up your lungs from the very bottom by pushing out your stomach, then fill your center. Then expand that breath into the very top of your lungs, rolling your shoulder blades back and straightening your spine. You should feel all of that wonderful, life-giving breath expand your entire chest. Breathe through your nose and out through your mouth. Continue these full and complete breaths. Once you've taken these three breaths, imagine that you're standing in a beautiful forest, surrounded by trees of different colors. The sun is shining through the branches, and it's creating a warm and cozy atmosphere. You hear the sound of the wind. You hear birds in the trees. And you feel a gentle breeze on your skin, but you're not cold. As you look around, you notice Some of the leaves are falling from the trees. They've created a carpet beneath your feet of red, yellow, and deep orange on the ground. As you walk slowly forward, you realize that these leaves are like the things in your life that you no longer need or want. Those things might be old habits. They might be old beliefs, emotions that don't serve you anymore, relationships, or situations that are holding you back, things that are causing you pain. Take a moment to think about what those things are for you as you watch the leaves fall. What are you ready to let go of? What are you willing to release? It's important to not judge yourself during this time. This isn't to make you feel guilty. It's just to acknowledge the things that you'd like to give up, with honesty and compassion. Now imagine that you are holding a basket in your hands. You walk around the forest slowly, and you pick up individual leaves that represent the things that you want to let go of. You put each leaf in your basket, one by one, saying goodbye to those items and thanking them for what they taught you or what they gave you. As you walk, imagine the shuffle of your feet on the leaves. Are they crunchy? Are they a little bit wet? Is there the smell of moss underneath? Continue to pick up leaves in the forest that represent things that you want to let go of. Then, when your basket is full, you approach a clearing and a circle of rocks where you can safely burn the leaves. You tip the basket of leaves into the circle of rocks. Set the basket safely next to you. And you light a match from a box that is near the ring. You set the leaves on fire. You watch as the flames consume the leaves, turning their bright colors into smoke and ashes. You feel a sense of relief and freedom as you see them disappear. As you see the smoke of the leaves curl into the air, say to yourself, "I let go of what no longer serves me. I make space for new things to come into my life. I trust that the universe will guide me and support me. I let go of what no longer serves me. I make space for new things to come into my life. I trust that the universe will guide me and support me. I let go. I make space. I trust." Take another deep breath. The scent of the leaves burning is now gone, blown away by that gentle breeze and the crisp fall air. You feel lighter. You feel happier. You feel ready for that new season in your life. Take one more deep breath, the deepest breath that you've taken so far today. At the top of the breath, hold. And as you exhale, feel free to make a sound or a sigh, something that feels incredibly relaxing. Now open your eyes and return to the present moment. Thank yourself for doing this meditation and for having the courage to let go. If it feels natural or good for you, you might give yourself a little hug. I hope this meditation was helpful to you. Thank you for listening to the Courage Checklist. Until next time, stay courageous and be well. For this week's book club selections, I wanted to share with you the cozy, witchy books that I've been reading. I kind of like books that make me feel like you're inside Stars Hollow on Gilmore Girls. They're that kind of books. I've been reading a series called The Hearth and Cauldron series by Sean McGuire. I read The Book of Magic, Magic Lessons, and The Rules of Magic by Alice Hoffman. She, of course, wrote The Book of Practical Magic, which is a fantastic book and an amazing movie. But I do recommend reading the book. There's a lot more to it. I read the Assassin's Blade series by Sarah J. Maas, which is wonderful and just so all-encompassing, that world. And then a really great book that was one that I remembered long after I finished it is called The Once and Future Witches by Alex Harrow. I'll link all of these in the show notes. They're completely different, but they're all excellent. In a little bit of personal news, I was super excited. I've given a lot of talks this year about my new book, the true crime book Murder and Mayhem in the Willamette Valley. But I gave a wonderful talk at the Lane County History Museum recently, and it was the absolute best feeling because not only was it in a museum, which is wonderful, but they pulled items from the stories in my book as displays. So I could reference the displays and people could look at them. And they also pulled a giant, beautiful antique hearse, kind of macabre, but it went with the theme and certainly with the fall theme. I never, ever would have thought that that was possible for me. So I share that because I want you to be inspired to do anything that you want to do. You never know where it's going to take you. I didn't start writing true crime. I am not only going to write true crime, but I'm excited that I was free to do it and take my life in a completely different direction. And I hope you do that too. As always, thank you so much for listening to the Courage Checklist. Remember to rate and review if you can. It's the best way to help the show. And please send any feedback to couragechecklist@gmail.com. Again, stay courageous and be well.
Sometimes we have to start over. Sometimes we have to fight back. Sometimes it's all too much. Lost inside the black. Our stories are brilliant. Resilient, our story.